Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, July the 6th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. And as I said, this hour, we have a guest who's going to be making a special announcement here on the program. Now, you know the guest has been on this station many times over the years with Charlie Evers and Glenn Coble, and now with Adam Lepp. He is naturalist James Anderson here in the Marion community. You see him out at the Tallgrass Trail giving speeches around town. He was our groundhog, our warranty groundhog, back in February. But today we're not going to talk about nature or anything like that going on in Marion County, because I've known for a little while now that James was going through something, and I know a lot of people have had questions about this. James and I were just talking about that during the break. A lot of people were inquiring what was going on with him, so I messaged James the other day, and I said, well, let's do this in public form in an interview and see how it goes. But before we do that, James, let people know where you are at the fair. We want to get that in before we get to the heavy part.
Yes, we are out by the grandstands, kind of parallel from that. So, yeah, come visit us. We got some publications to hand out. We got some crafts for the kids. So,
now, before we get into this, is it different today coming in to talk about a subject like this than coming in to talk about nature?
Yes. Yes, because yeah. Usually, you know, I'm very good of all the things going on out in the natural world, and I don't really talk about my personal life as much, so.
Did you give it any thought to coming in? Because you haven't said it in public in a big way, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, some on social media a little bit.
But we'll just go ahead with it. So any trepidation about coming in today?
Nope. I've kind of had some thought to it.
So. Okay. Well, here we go. Let's start in the beginning here. There was an issue. What was going on that led to where we are today?
So it began of last year, and at the end of October, early November, I had COVID, and after I was getting over COVID, or at least towards the end, my heart, I thought I was having heart issues. And one night I was having difficulty breathing, and so I went up to the Mansfield Hospital, because I live over in Eastern Morrow County. And so we went there, we did the tests, and they scanned my chest, you know, to make sure there weren't any clots in my lungs or anything like that. And then they came in, and they said, Mr. Anderson, do you know your thyroid's enlarged? And I'm like, no. And then I'm thinking back in my mind, what's a thyroid?
Yeah.
I had no idea what it was. So that's where it started. And then they're like, yeah, you need to talk to your primary doctor and have that checked out. I'm like, okay.
Now a thyroid, an enlarged thyroid was causing difficulty breathing?
So no. So it was the COVID.
Oh, you did have COVID.
Yeah, I had the COVID. So it's like I've been telling people, and I know this kind of sounds bad in a way, but if it wasn't due to that little freak accident or that freak incident with COVID, I would have no idea I was having the thyroid issue. So it's kind of that old saying, it was a blessing in disguise.
So how did they, what tests did they do in the emergency room that allowed them to find the enlarged thyroid?
I want to say it was a CT scan of my chest. I could be wrong. Because again, they were just trying to find if there were any clots in the lungs, and then the thyroid, you know, was very close to your lungs, and that was showing up on the scan, that it was very enlarged. It was the left side that was very enlarged.
So what month was that last year?
In November.
Yeah. So from that point, what was the recommendation?
So go to your primary doctor and let's start checking it out. And so about the middle end of November, I started going to my primary doctor. And then I, in Morrow County, did an ultrasound. And then in end of December, early January, I did a biopsy. And then I had to wait a couple weeks. And then I got a call and say, you have malignant characteristics. And we should have that checked out further.
So malignant means cancerous.
Could be cancerous. Yes, could be cancerous.
Could be cancer. Yeah. So when the biopsy came back with that as a result, what went through your mind?
Of course, it's like, oh my gosh, I could have cancer. I'm only 32 years old.
32 years old.
Yeah, and because the doctors usually, you know, saying this is usually in older patients, you know, seniors. This is usually not happening in young 30-year-olds. So, you know, it's kind of scary. And of course, like, you know, you and I were mentioning before, you know, off the air, you know, that word cancer. It's scary.
It scares people.
It does.
So this comes up, and you don't know anything at that point except that it's possibly cancer. So what is the recommendation from that point?
So then after that, it's funny. I actually got out of the loophole because I was supposed to go to my endocrinologist. They're the people that deal with your hormones, your thyroids, do all kinds of things. Well, instead of that, he already looked at my results, and he said, I'm just going to send you straight to the surgeon. So that saved probably a month or two of appointments. And so on Valentine's Day of this year, I met with my doctor, Dr. Fay, a surgeon down at the James OSU Hospital. And, you know, he sat me down and told me, you know, about what's going on and the things he's going to do during the procedure. And then, of course, he asked me, he said, James, what do you want to do? I want to hear it from you. And I said, well, Dr. Fay, I'm going to ask you a question. I said, if you were in my shoes, what would you do? And I could tell you, I don't think he was prepared for that. Well, he said, based on the statistics, you have an 85% chance that this is cancerous. And based on that, I would probably do the procedure. And I said, all right, let's do it.
Now, what was the procedure?
To extract the thyroids out of my body. So the left one, as I mentioned, was the enlarged one, the one that was potentially cancerous. Now, you have two in your body, the left from the right side. It looks like a butterfly. It's a special gland in around your throat region, and it does a lot of things. I still don't even know what the thyroid does a lot, but one of the things it does is regulates body temperature, hormones, all kinds of things, energy. And that was the one thing, too. I was just always so constantly tired. And so then once he said, all right, do you want the one out or do you want both out? Well, I said, okay, well, I said, what's the risk? And he said, well, if I take both out, he said, your potential risk is I could hit your larynx, your voice box. And he said, it just depends on how the nodules are growing and if they were spreading. And he said, if that's the case, he said, you do have the potential to lose your voice. And he said, it could be permanent, it could be temporary. Then he said, you could just not able to yell. You may not able to speak very well. Of course, I'm freaking out because then he said a funny thing. He says, well, you might able to sing well. And I said, well, Dr. Fay, I don't have much of a singing career, but I said, I do talk for a living.
Yeah.
And he said, well, what do you do? I said, well, I'm a naturalist. And of course, well, what's a naturalist? So we went from there. So then I said, let's just go ahead and do both. Now, he told me the day of surgery, he said, you could just tell me we're just going to do the left side and we could just do that. Well, what could have happened is if I only took the left out, and then once they found it was cancer, then they would have to go back in and take the right one out. And I'm like, well, if I've already have an 85% chance, I said, let's just go ahead and let's just get them both removed. And I'm so glad that I did. So then 2 weeks ago, I met with my endocrinologist in Mansfield, and he gave me the news, you know, saying, you know, based on your results, your left one was cancerous. He said the right one had spots. He said we didn't really necessarily test it because they weren't large enough, but he said based on how the left is, he said, yeah, he said they probably would have developed into cancer. And, you know, it's like I told my wife, I said I had in the back of my mind, I mean, already a high chance that it was thyroid cancer, but when I still heard those words of, hey, James, you have cancer, it's giving me a really eerie, weird, bad feeling.
What is that day like when you get that news, when you're standing in the doctor's office and he comes in and, yes, you have thyroid cancer? Because up until that point, you don't know.
Yeah, it was a big waiting game.
Yeah.
It was a lot of emotions going around. But then, of course, as soon as he said that, and as I mentioned to you, but all my endocrinologists, my primary doctor, and my surgeon said, is if you're going to choose any cancer out there, this is the cancer you want because it's the most treatable, and the survival rate is almost 100%. So, of course, I think it was just trying to reassure me, like, I know you have cancer, but I think we're going to be okay.
Now, at that point, did any symptoms ever develop?
Yes. So the big thing was energy level. I just was always constant. After COVID, it was just the energy level. Now, I talked that to my primary doctor. Of course, she said it could be the result of COVID. But then once we started getting more into the whole thyroid was enlarged and all that, then she said, yeah, there is a possibility that that could be affecting your energy level, because there'd just be days I would try to do stuff and it was hard to keep awake.
Now, I know weight loss is an issue with this. Was there any of that going on?
So no, that was not. Actually, I had weight gain. So last year I lost about 50 pounds, but then because of the thyroid issue, I actually gained some of it back. So, but I told people ever since my surgery, I feel more energetic. So, I'm actually just been start running again, so I'm hoping to lose that weight again. So,
now the day you go in for the surgery, you know there's a possibility of losing your voice.
Yes.
Now
that was my biggest story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, before you go under for the surgery, what are you thinking?
Well, if my voice is gone, then what am I going to do? How long will the park would want me? The park district want me, and then of course the whole, you know, I'm out of a job and just all that. How am I going to support my family and just all that worry?
Panic,
yeah.
Yeah. So you wake up from the surgery and when do you realize that the voice is still there?
Shortly after. So it's kind of funny you mentioned that. So so after my surgeon came in, he said, all right, we're going to be taking you back here momentarily. And so they, you know, my wife hugged me goodbye. And I will admit, I was freaking out because this is my first surgery I've ever had. And the guy that was pushing me, he was around my area. And we were talking about some of the Amish that just, you know, because I live in Amish community in Morrow County. And he said, well, do you get along with your Amish? And I said, oh, yeah, we do. And he says, oh, yeah. And then I talked about my father-in-law who passed away in 2018. I said, well, he used to barter a lot with them. And then he said, well, what did they used to barter? And the reason why I mentioned that, he put the mask on my face. And I said, pies and cookies. And since I said cookies, I was out.
You were out.
And then next thing you know it, I wake up in this room and this woman says, hello, Mr. Anderson, your procedure is done. I'm like, what happened?
So the surgery itself, how do you feel when it's over?
Sore. I will admit, sore, but then after probably within the next hour or so, I mean, my voice sounded a tad raspy, but it sounded good. So at least I was starting to calm down, like, okay, this sounds good.
So when the doctor comes in, what does he say when the surgery's over?
So the doctor didn't actually come in. It was just some of his team members, but they just said everything went well, and they were glad that I was able to swallow a little bit. And because once I went out of my one recovery room, I went to another recovery room. And so I got there. I had to be there at 5 in the morning, and we left probably about 2 o'clock in the evening.
Hmm. Now, this was on Father's Day.
Right before Father's Day.
Right before Father's Day.
It was on June 16th.
Now, when this is all going on, how long do you have to stay in the hospital?
It was just in and out.
In and out that day?
Yep.
So you go home, and how are you feeling at this point?
Sore. Probably just kind of out of it because the anesthetics. I'm like, wow, this is kind of tripping a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was just kind of relieved because I was able to talk, and because again, that was just my biggest worry.
So you wait a little after this to get the results of the thyroid, mm-hmm. to see if it is cancer or not. Comes back, find out it is cancer.
Yes.
And what is the plan at that point?
So the plan is I will have to go under some type of radiation. Now, I have to give a little backstory. So I have to get it in September. The reason why I have to wait so long, because the day after my surgery, my right arm has been the worst thing of this whole process. I guess they positioned my arm in a very weird way. And I guess my body just did not enjoy that within the 2 hours that was on during surgery. So it was heavy, it was numb, I could hardly lift it, and I called the James OSU Hospital where I got my surgery from, and they said, that's not a good sign. They said, you should come back down. That could be a sign of a stroke. I'm like, oh, no. So my wife and I went down back to the James, and we did a whole bunch of tests, and one of the tests they did was a CT scan. Well, and what it is, the iodine from the CT scan doesn't get along with the iodine from the radiation. So I have to wait for a while for that to flush out my system from the CT scan, and then I'll have to do the radiation. And then they said, hopefully it should be a one and done, and they said, we'll monitor it, but other than that, you should be good.
So they had given you radiation that had caused the arm issue?
So no, it was the iodine from the CT scan. Oh no, what the arm issue was is they put it backwards.
They just positioned it wrong.
Yeah, they positioned it weird on how they had to get my thyroid out.
So they would have to wait in general to give you the radiation because of the iodine they used in the procedure.
From the CT scan. When it wasn't during the procedure, it was during when I went to the hospital the next day.
Oh, okay, for the CT scan to see why your arm was...
Yeah, because they first thought it was a sign of a stroke.
I gotcha.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So now I have to wait until the iodine from the CT scan is flushed out of my system, and then we'll be able to take it end of September, early October. Now, I am on a medicine for the rest of my life. It's basically my new thyroid, so without it... they said I could go in a coma, so they said, make sure you take that pill regularly.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Without a thyroid, what do things change in a way? Obviously, you have to take a medication for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Is there any impact on your daily life besides a medication?
The one thing is, in the morning, I have to take the pill as soon as I wake up, and I have to wait an hour before I can eat anything or take any other medicines.
Now, why is that?
It's just, I guess, on how the actual medicine is. They want you, it needs to be on an empty stomach. And also, too, so when I first started, it was 30 minutes. I waited 30 minutes, but then when I met with the endocrinologist, he said, no, I like you wait for an hour because it gives your body enough time for to absorb that medicine into your body. Because if you wait 30 minutes, it doesn't give us enough time. And then also, too, if you take food and other medicines, I guess it also affects on how much of the thyroid medicine gets into your system. So that's why I have to wait an hour. So it's kind of planning my mornings of when do I have to wake up, take my medicine, and then, you know, able to eat and do all that. So that's been kind of, I guess you call the struggle since the procedure.
Now, knowing that you're 32 years old, very early in life, facing that you will have to deal with that for the rest of your life, what's that like to think about?
It's just kind of eerie feeling because now you're going to be on a pill for the rest of your life, and you're basically, you know, you have to be obedient to it because if you're not, you have a chance that you could go into a coma, and, you know, or, you know, it could do a lot of nasty stuff to your body. So you've got to make sure, you know, now I have enough pills, you know, make sure, you know, doing all that stuff.
You know, when people talk about cancer, the main things they talk about are what stage is it in? Yeah. They're always talking about staging, and they're also talking about has it spread anywhere? What was your situation?
So, luckily, it did not spread into the blood vessels or other tissue, so I think we caught it in time, so that's the good news. Unfortunately, if I didn't do anything, it could have spread to my larynx or lymph nodes, and in rare cases, it could have got up to the brain. So I think we're good in that spot. The stage-wise, I wasn't told. All I was told that this was called papillary thyroid cancer. So I'm still not 100% sure what that 100% means, but they never said, like, it's a stage 1, 2, or 3, or 4. So,
yeah. So there's no answer there, but when does the radiation start?
So that'll be the end of September, early October.
Now, you only get one treatment.
Yes, at least that's what they said.
Now, do you know what that entails, radiation?
Yes, so I will give a little pill, and yep, I'll take it, and they said I have to be away from everybody, all plants and animals, for 3 days or 3 or 4 days because I'll be radiating. So that's been the big thing with my son. I think he's been the most concerned because he said, well, Daddy, you got to be away. Well, I said, you know, it's for your safety. So,
yeah. So thinking that that's coming up here in a few months, now that you have to wait because of the CT scan drugs,
yeah.
Do you think that has made it harder now that you have to wait the waiting game?
Yeah, because you're always back in your mind like, oh my, does that give the cancer that could have been left behind? I mean, to grow again, but sometimes, yeah, I do worry about it.
Now, when the thyroid is taken out, is there any possibility of anything returning like this?
I guess there could be of the nodules of the cancer could grow back. Yeah. So that's thing. I guess that's how I understand it. That's why we need to do the radiation to kill what's left or what could be left in there.
So do you have to get regular checkups for quite a while?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, will that just entail scans and things of that nature?
To my understanding, yes.
Now, when you think about this, in survival rate, you say, is close to 100%.
Yes.
Yeah. And in your case, they've said that's what it is, close to 100%.
Yes.
Yeah. Even though it is that, because of that word and everything we hear, do you have any worry in this thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, will it return? Did they get it all? I mean, I know they said they did, but there's always a possibility. There could have been one little piece that they didn't find, and could it spread? I mean, there's always a worry in the back of your mind.
At 32 years old, with a family, as you said, which was a lot of worry in your case, how does this whole thing make you feel? You know, a year ago, nothing in your mind like this, and here, now you've been diagnosed with a type of cancer, you've had surgery, you are facing radiation in a couple months. How does that change you?
I think more appreciative of your family and spending time with your family. So, with the 2 weeks I was off of work, We did a lot of activities together. So the big thing is my son's 7, and that's been probably the most difficult is explaining that to him. Not just the whole medicine, the medical side of things. We had a friend that recently died from pancreatic cancer. So of course, when he hears that daddy has thyroid cancer, he thinks, oh, that's going to be like, our friend was named Jeff. It's going to be like what Mr. Jeff went through. And we're like, no, that's separate. You know, we had to explain there's different kinds of cancers. And that again, it's just hard because you're explaining that to a 7-year-old. And, you know, when I was 7, I bet when you were 7, you know, I don't think nobody was probably explaining cancer to you at that age. I mean, some people probably, but so that's been difficult.
Now, is there any line of cancer in your family?
Not that I know of. Now, my mother-in-law, I guess, has gone through the exact same thing. So that it's like I told my wife, I said, now our poor kid now has a high chance because now on his my wife's side and now me, I said, now he has a chance. It could be hereditary. So,
do you worry about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So why do you think, and we talked about this before we went on air, why do you think the word cancer has such a stigma around it? Because as we have said, the leading cause of death in men and women is heart disease, but it does not have that stigma at all.
I think a big thing is with a lot of the cancers is it's that slow dying process you see on TV and shows, and maybe you have a relative or a friend that might be going through that. Versus, in my opinion, it seems like heart disease, it seems like a lot of them go a lot faster. Now, some may go at a slower pace, but it just seems like cancer, especially ones that like go through chemotherapy and all that. I think that's why we tend to afraid with cancer, because it's just a slow dying process.
Do you have any kind of, I guess I would say, paranoia about if you get an ache or a pain now with what you've went through?
Yeah. Yeah.
That you wouldn't have had before.
Yeah. I think about it every once in a while. And I'm like, oh gosh, is that something new?
So. Yeah. Well, what lesson has this taught you?
Patience. I mean, I've had somewhat patience, but definitely the whole patience thing because, you know, when I told you I met with my surgeon back in Valentine's Day, I had to wait clear to June. And the reason why we had to wait till June because he was so backed up with surgeries. Because some people I've met, they got in within a month or two, and they were able to get their thyroid extract. But I guess Dr. Fay is very good at what he does. I guess he does quite a few within in a year. So I feel like I'm in good hands with Dr. Fay at OSU.
So you were recommended to OSU?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Like I said, I didn't even meet my endocrinologist until last week or 2 weeks ago. I was supposed to meet him, you know, last year, but because he already saw the results, he's like, all right, yep, you just need to go down surgeon.
Yeah. Did they say why it was such an easy diagnosis as far as that goes that you need to go down there?
Probably because of the size. I guess it was almost 2 inches long, and I guess that's very abnormal. And also, too, with the biopsy, that it was malignant characteristics. So I guess because of its size, I guess how my surgeon and endocrinologist say that people typically have trouble swallowing, their voices change, I was trying to think of there was something else that usually happens. And then they ask, well, are you going through that? I'm like, no. And then, of course, they're like, well, how did you know you had a thyroid issue? And I explained about the whole COVID situation. And my surgeon said, he said, well, I guess COVID was a blessing in a way. And I said, well, I guess if you look at it that way.
Yeah. Now, at that size, did they expect you to have swallowing issues or voice changes?
Yes, yeah.
But you didn't?
No, I didn't. And they were very surprised. My surgeon especially was surprised because he said he'd seen patients with as the same size or smaller. And they said they've seen people with those issues.
Did they say why there is such a high survival rate with this cancer?
No, they did not. Or if they did...
It's positive.
Yeah. I will admit, Monday, they threw a bunch of... Or 2 weeks ago, they threw a bunch of information at me. So I kind of forget some of the stuff they told me.
When you have to go out and tell people this, because people do ask about your health, as you've said.
Oh, yeah.
What's it like to describe it? Because when people hear that word... bad things come to their mind.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, I'm learning everything. So, of course, a lot of people are new to, you know, learning about papillary thyroid cancer. So, of course, they're thinking it's like the other aggressive cancers. And then you have to say, no, this is actually very treatable. And usually it should be a one-time deal. And then it should be done. They said, then I should live my typical life. And then they feel more relief. I think they, like we were mentioning, you know, I think they tend to think, oh, you have cancer, you got to go through chemotherapy, and you're not going to look good and all that.
Don't have to worry about any of that.
No.
Did you ever say why me in any of this? I mean, at 32 years old, young, that you have to go through this, and now for the rest of your life, you will have to take the pill. I guess that's probably the big adaptation
here.
Yes,
yes. Yeah, I mean, I had moments, especially probably right after the biopsy when they said it was malignant characteristics. Yeah, I'll admit, I had my moments.
Yeah. Now, psychologically, how did you get through those?
Probably at the beginning, probably the first few months, very emotional, I'm not going to lie. Because like I said, I live in Eastern Monroe County, so from Marion to my house, it's about 40, 45 minutes, and those were always the worst, because thinking a lot, overthinking. I had moments where, you know, you're freaking out, even though when they're telling you that this is very treatable, again, when you're hearing that, you know, the whole thyroid thing, and then also too, that you could lose your voice, and that was my big panic, so.
So when you're having these trips at this point, and you're thinking of this, and it's new, what type of things besides losing your voice are running through your mind?
Am I gonna make it? I had moments like that.
Now, it's very interesting because really that is what it comes down to with all illnesses. Because the end result, we all know we're going to die.
Oh, yeah.
You know, none of us are getting out of this alive.
Yeah.
We're all going to die at some point, but that ultimately becomes a fear in a situation like this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What would you say your fear level was at the height?
I would say, I mean, once they told me I could have cancer. Of course, I have a 7-year-old son. I was like, well, I don't want to leave my 7-year-old son this early.
That's very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on a scale of 1 to 10, pretty high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say 10.
No, 10?
Yeah.
Really? So it was that bad?
Oh, yeah. I had my moments.
And what did you do in those moments?
Well, if I had time, and I'd go to either the parks I'm in charge of in Marion or the parks in Morrow County near our house, and just take a walk in the woods and intend to keep me calm. So
it would calm you down.
Yeah.
Now, at this point where you are, you now know it is cancer. Yeah. You know that it's been removed. The thyroid's been removed. You know about the pill. You know the radiation's going to start. The one treatment will start here in a month or so. What is the fear level now?
Maybe a 2.
Much lower.
Yeah, much lower.
What was the thing that gave you the ability to go from a 10 to a 2?
Probably right after the procedure and able to hear my voice, that probably brought it down a notch.
So losing the voice was worse than the idea of cancer.
Yes.
That was really it.
I know. That sounds awful, but yes.
Well, what, I mean, just the loss of a job or
yes.
The loss of not being able to communicate or?
Probably all of it. I mean, you know, I love, you know, you're like, you probably love your job and you love, you know, being on the radio. It's like, it's part of you. And then, you know, if that fear that that could be taken away because of an illness, I mean, yeah, and it's like, that does scare you a bit.
And especially at 32.
Yeah.
You know, that's not toward the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when this is all going on, and as you said, they said we can take one out, and probably not a lot of danger of losing the voice.
Yeah.
But if we go for both, there is a danger of this. Why did you, with the fear you were having of losing the voice, yeah, eventually decide to go with the two?
So, I guess I had a higher chance of infection if they had to go back in. And then, of course, if there was cancer on the right one, which later found out, we think there could have been, then that could have spread. And I just wanted to get it one and done, because then the problem also could happen too, is if they took the left one out, if the right one didn't start working properly, well, the surgeon said you would have had to been back on a pill.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you had kept the right one, you wouldn't have had to have been on the pill, but there could have been a lot of complications.
Complications, yeah.
Yeah.
But then he said if it got too bad, then he said then you would have to be on that thyroid medicine. So he said it just depends on how the right one would have reacted to that. So I'm like, oh, okay.
So you found this all because you thought you had COVID.
Well, I did have COVID.
Oh, you did have COVID. Yeah. You had COVID, and so they did the CT scan of your chest to make sure there were no blood clots.
Yeah.
They saw, not looking for a thyroid issue at all.
Yeah.
Just letting you know you had an enlarged thyroid.
Yeah.
What do you call that? Because clearly with no symptoms, I doubt you would have ever had this checked out.
No.
And it, now knowing that it was cancer, it would have, I guess, continued to grow. I don't know what rate it grows at.
It's the slowest growing cancer.
Well, that's good news. That's
what my surgeon said. So that's why he also said, if you're going to choose any cancer, this one, because yes, the slowest growing. Now, he said, and like we mentioned, it had the potential to spread, but at a lot slower rate than your other aggressive cancers.
So it takes a long time for something like that to do damage.
To my understanding, yes.
Well, that's good news. Now, do you have to have anything like, you talked about the CT scans. I know a lot of people dealing with cancer go through PET scans, which detect cancer throughout your body.
Yeah.
Did you have to go through one of those?
They never did, and they never mentioned it, so unless they want to do that in the future. Now, I will have to do a genetic test because of how young I am. They just said, well, we want to make sure it's not anything hereditary. So at the end of September, I guess there's a genetic center here in Marion at the General Hospital. So I'll do a few tests and we'll find out that.
Now, in that particular case, when it comes to genetics, that's worry for your son and future generations?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, is that something that weighs on your mind?
Oh, yeah. Definitely now. And like I mentioned, now that, you know, his grandma had it and I have it, so now he has a high chance that he could have it.
Is there any reason they know that it has not spread anywhere else in the body without doing a PET scan or something like that?
Well, Dr. Fay said, you know, when he extracted the thyroid, the nodules were luckily on the thyroid. He didn't find any other nodules growing on any other tissue. So he said, I believe I got it all. So he says, we should be good. So when I hear should and all that, it's all, of course, like we mentioned, there's always that worry that there could be a potential.
Yeah. So as you go through the rest of your life, as far as dealing with doctors, did you deal much with doctors prior to this?
Not much.
Not much.
Not much.
Now, what do you think your involvement's going to be for the rest of your life?
Quite a bit, yeah. Especially at the beginning.
Now, is that daunting in any way?
I think at the beginning it was, because when you went from not seeing many doctors to, wow, you have several appointments a month, it's like, wow.
Yeah. How has it affected your family?
I would say in a way brought us together stronger. You know, I had my moments where I was freaking out in front of my family. Of course, my wife corrected me really quick and says, just strap up and we need to, you know, do a little better in front of our son. So, yeah.
So when, how would you tell somebody to approach something like this? Because we have a new cancer center here in Marion. A lot of people diagnosed every day with all kinds of different cancers. People being treated right now. There are people listening to this show who have had cancer and things of that nature. What advice can you give them now, right in the middle of this thing?
Take it day by day. That would be my biggest advice. I mean, yeah, you are going to worry about the future. I worried about the future. Like I mentioned, you know, I could lose my voice, and then now that I worry about that, I could still have some cancer left in me. Of course, you know, going through the radiation process scares me, but I try to take it day by day, and to know that it's going to be okay. And I know it's hard. There's some days I follow that hard, and other days it's hard to listen to my own advice.
Is it hard to talk about this?
Not now, I probably the first few days after when I was officially diagnosed, it was.
Yeah. And when you would talk about it in those days, how would it go?
Of course. Oh, hey, did you find any results? Did you find any results? And I'm like, yeah. Well, how'd it go? And I said, well, it was thyroid cancer. I'm like, and of course, oh, no, do you have to? And I would say I've had a lot. Oh, do you have to go through chemo? I said, no, I won't have to go through chemo.
Well, you know, there's all this talk right now. We were talking about this before we went on air, that apparently there's some kind of cancer drug shortage in the United States right now. Now, this does not impact you in any way.
No.
Have they said what the side effects or besides being radioactive and not having to be around people for a while, couldn't be around people for a couple of days, are of this radiation treatment?
Some of the people I talked to, they just said it will feel like you're a sunburn sensation. Some get nauseous for a while. So, other than that, I haven't heard any serious side effects.
Now, as far as we talked earlier, the fear arises in this that, much with any illness, that we could be taken out. It could be the end. Did you have any type of faith or thing that helped you with that?
Yeah. Probably my belief in Jesus Christ, that I, you know, I had days, and I said, like you were mentioning, why me, God? And, but, you know, I read some different scriptures that give me some strength to get through the trialing time, especially when it was getting closer to the surgery. And actually, the day of the surgery, it was actually kind of funny. Right in the James Hospital, in my preparation room, they had a picture of a large flower trillium, which is our state wildflower. And the reason why I mentioned that, I posted that on my social media, and a friend of mine, his girlfriend, said, here, read this before you go. And I can't remember the scripture, but it was just basically about giving strength. And that gave me a lot of encouragement.
When you say, just why me in general, but when you say why me, God, why me? What's the answer from somebody who has a faith? What is the answer to that? Because you're 32, you've got a family. Nobody wants to hear that word.
Yeah.
It's going to change your life. Not that you're going anywhere, but it's going to change your life because now you have to take this pill for the rest of your life. That could result in bad things if you don't take the pill. Why do you think? What is the reasoning in your mind that you got this? A man of faith.
I would say maybe why not. I know that sounds weird, but maybe it's to be a testimony. Maybe being on the show right now and someone's listening, going through something similar, rather it's not thyroid or another cancer, to help give encouragement that, hey, there is hope. And as I mentioned, just try to take it day by day.
Does belief ever waver going through something like this?
I would say it had some impact. Yeah, probably when I first found out I had potential with the malignant characteristics went from the biopsy, I kind of strayed away at times, but then once I kind of calmed down and I was at actually my one park at Myers Woods and really sat down, talked to God, and I felt more at peace and said, it's going to be all right.
Do you have a fear? Because they say, aside from public speaking, which we're doing right now, which you have no problem with that, aside from public speaking, the greatest fear in life for all, no matter what age, is death.
Yeah.
Do you have a fear of death?
So, yes and no. So, I'm not afraid of dying, but I am afraid of, if I died right now, I'd be leaving my son.
It's an age thing.
Yeah.
So you want to see your son, obviously,
grow up
and get married and do all those things.
I would like to die at an older age in peace. But yeah, so in a way, no, I'm not afraid, but I want to see my son.
Now, what are the genetics in your family just as far as longevity?
Longevity. I would say probably in the 80s.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
I haven't good. Heard, or well, my great-grandmother, I mean, she was 93, so I guess... Yeah, so I would say late 80s, early 90s.
Now, we talked about your family, your wife, and your child, but how do your parents take this?
I think they were freaking out a lot. And if my parents are listening, because I told them they should listen. Yeah. So they kept telling me that, hey, you should be on a pill. You should be on a pill. This is before everything. And I said, we got to figure out what we're dealing with first. Because I guess there's a whole bunch of different thyroid illnesses. There's ones, and I can't pronounce them, but there's ones your thyroid works too hard, and there's ones that your thyroid doesn't work enough. So it's like, well, if we don't know what it is, then, you know, then we're obviously could be treating something that's not to be treated. So then we found out about the cancer. I will admit, they sounded a little distressed when I said it, and they're like, well, you hang in there. So yeah, I think they were a little upset at first, but now I think once they saw my thing on public or on the social media, I think it gave them a little encouragement that I'm doing all right.
Now, when you posted on social media, what did you post and what was the reaction?
I just said, I actually posted on our park district page because like I said, I was actually getting some personal messages saying, hey, how are you? I just wanted to let everybody know about what was going on. You know, about the whole thyroid issue, and we talked about, you know, we doing the radiation later in time, and I told everybody, thank you for your thoughts, your prayers, your good vibes, whatever you do, and I said I will be putting our stuff on our social media page. I put from nature discoveries to fun facts to all kinds of stuff every day on our social media, because I always want to strive to tell people how beautiful Marion County is and the natural aspect of it, so... So I just wanted to let everybody know that, hey, that's going to be beginning or starting back up because I didn't do it for the 2 weeks when I was under medical leave.
And the recovery time, how long did it take to recover fully from the surgery?
So the surgeon said, he said, if all goes well, he said, oh, you could be done in 10 days or you recover in 10 days. So yeah, I just took the 2 weeks off. Just to get fully recovered.
So feeling good now?
Yeah.
Feeling good now?
Other than the arm, then unfortunately, if it's acting up another week, I have to call back down at the James, and then they said, you might have to do physical therapy. Because I guess there's a nerve very close to the thyroid. He says, I didn't think I got close to it, but he said I could have nicked something. So, like, great. So other than that, everything's cool.
So possibly not just positioning, but something might have been nicked.
Yeah.
And you still are having issues with it.
Yeah. I can't lift it or lift heavy things. Or if I can lift it, it takes a lot more effort than my left arm.
Yeah. Now, as we were in the last 3 minutes here, and I appreciate the frankness because I think this is such an interesting conversation. And it comes back again to the people who are out there listening. And we talked about advice on how to get through things. But if you hear that word, hear that word cancer... Again, it scares people.
Oh, yeah.
What should it do to people when they hear it?
I would say to reevaluate life and definitely look at what you have in front of you. You know, a lot of us are blessed with friends and family. I know there are some people who are unfortunately probably going through this alone. But hey, reach out to someone and if you can get out into nature. You know, that really can help, you know, keep an easy, calm mind.
Now, at this point, with the thyroid removed, but the treatment not done yet,
yeah.
do you say you have thyroid cancer, or has the cancer been taken out?
So, as of now, I guess how I understand it, yes, the thyroid cancer is taken out, but we're doing the radiation of whatever's left over, or what could be left over.
There could be cancer cells in there, and the radiation will take care of that.
Yes, that's how I understand it.
Okay,
I could be wrong. I am not very good in the medical field.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting because I think this is also something to learn about because you don't hear is thyroid cancer this particular type of thyroid cancer is it common?
I guess how the surgeon said he said in a way it is towards he said he sees. A lot of people, especially the elderly people, who do have a lot of nodules. And he says actually it's more common to have nodules than not have nodules. And he said, yes, he's actually has been seeing a lot of people coming in with either thyroid cancer or thyroid-related issues.
But not at 32.
No. That's kind of been the concerning part is, yes, I am kind of in the young spectrum.
Before we wrap up things here today, I think the most clearly emotional part for you has been your son.
Yes.
Yeah. What is the hope and what would you say to him or what have you said to him in regard to keeping him calm and keeping yourself calm in regard to this?
I would say that, you know, at first he didn't want me to get the surgery because, of course, when he has surgery, that sounds very scary to a 7-year-old. And I said, well, if we don't get it, then I can get sick. And then once we had it, I said, well, once we found out it was cancer, I said, this is why we had to do it. And then I think he's understanding, yes, daddy is sick, but he knows that dad is going to get better. Or at least we're hoping to get better.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen. What was the worst moment? Because people have a bad moment. What was the worst?
Probably when they said you have malignant characteristics back
that
in
was it.
December, January.
Yeah, that moment.
Yeah.
And now, much better.
Yes.
All right. Well, we are glad to hear that, and I'm so glad you came in, James, because now people can listen to this and hear the whole thing and how it's done and where you are, and everything's going to be how it's going to be fine.
Yes.
Yeah, and you'll go through the radiation, so you'll be going for a few days then, but you'll be back to work, still talking. Still going on?
Yep. I got my July programs.
All right. Well, and I'm sure you'll be back on here with Adam.
Yep.
Talking about all that and doing the other things. Well, James Anderson, Marion County Naturalist, we thank him for coming on and sharing this story. So I guess we would say that you do have thyroid cancer at this point.
Yep.
But you are going to take the radiation coming up here very soon.
Yep.
And things are going to be just fine.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good to me. James Anderson here with us. And go see him at the Marion County Fair. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
It wasn't a divorce per se. It was a long, happy marriage.
And legendary Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
No, he won't call on me. I had two news conferences. I was in his face. I had my hand up and so forth, but... He's afraid of my questions, and my questions are very direct. Why are we in